Oasis Audio presents Monkey Trouble by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. At the Zoo. Henry, I will be back to pick you all up at exactly 3 o'clock, Grandfather Alden told his 14-year-old grandson as he dropped his 4 grandchildren off at the zoo. Henry was the oldest of the Alden children, and he always looked out for his younger siblings. Henry checked his watch. Perfect, he said. We'll meet you here, right after the tour is over. I'm so glad we signed up for the spring break 2-day zoo tour. It's going to take both days to see all the new animals, said 12-year-old Jessie. As Jessie spoke, she pulled her straight brown hair into a ponytail. The article I read online said there were 20 different kinds of babies born at the zoo this spring. Giraffes, zebras, penguins, monkeys. Oh, interrupted Jessie's sister Violet. Baby monkeys are so cute. I can't wait to see them. The 10-year-old rushed forward and gave Grandfather a big, tight hug. Thank you so very much for bringing us today. Jessie, Violet, Henry, and Benny Alden lived with their grandfather. After their parents died, they ran away and hid in a railroad boxcar. They'd heard that James Alden was mean, and even though they'd never met him, they were afraid to live with him. But when Grandfather finally found them, it turned out that he wasn't mean at all. As a matter of fact, he was a kind and generous man. When the Aldens moved in with Grandfather, he let them bring along the dog they found on their adventure.